brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Matt Pinto on the call last night in Tulsa. Good to see you, Tulsa. Way to show out for the game. Dallas beat Oklahoma City 98-96. Josh Giddey led the way in the starting lineup for the Thunder. He only played 17 minutes at 13 points. Hopefully we'll get a lot of him tonight in Oklahoma City. The Thunder will play their Oklahoma City preseason opener against the Adelaide 36ers, Giddey's old team from Australia. You can hear the game right here on the Sports Animal. Tips off at 7 o'clock. It is 7:36. We are the Morning Animals.
We are the Morning Animals in Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch on this Thursday, October 6th.
I am so jacked for OU Texas now.
I don't blame you. Carrie came hard with that news.
I like it.
With that Zapruder film.
The Pusher Man, Carrie Murdoch. The Pusher Man.
We had a fan on the field on Monday Night Football. I think we all remember it. At least I hope so. I know some of us, our short-term memory is not so good.
Guy popping smoke and going for a jog.
He was the craziest thing about that smoke bomb that he had, it's a gender reveal smoke bomb. It was pink. So obviously they're having a girl.
But it was pink because it was the cause that this man wanted people to pay attention to is involving pigs.
Really?
Yes. Pigs being stolen for one reason or another.
Phil, now is the time you're going to try to be sentimental. You never are, but now you're like, oh, he's just doing it for his baby.
No, maybe he's having a baby. You don't know. Mm-hmm. That was one of the tweets, these
this
NFL
is
gender
from
reveals.
That led over.
It did it? What's the story then? It's about pigs, but
something
what?
About pigs being taken and it doesn't matter the details of it, but it was a cause.
Treatment of
it was
pigs.
An inhumane treatment of hogs.
Is Liam Neeson involved?
He's very, very upset by it, and he wanted people to pay attention to the cause, and now he has taught people that pigs are being mistreated.
Well,
now you know.
You do.
Do better, world, for
as
mistreating
in,
pigs.
They're making food from pigs.
As somebody's
it's
probably
amazing.
Eating some bacon right now.
How
right.
am I supposed to have breakfast without pigs?
I don't know, Phil.
Just saying.
Ask that guy.
That's a t-shirt.
Listen.
Well, it means something to him, Phil. It meant enough to go out
turkey
and get the
bacon.
Crap knocked out of him.
Well, that's the thing.
I like turkey bacon.
I do, too.
You do not like turkey bacon.
I like turkey burgers, too.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so now you're going to treat a...
I believe like Spinozzi likes turkey bacon. I do. Because
I get that, but now a turkey's life is worth more than a pig's. Who's to choose,
yeah.
Phil?
I'll eat it all. I just don't like turkey
that's
bacon.
You can, that's good.
You can overload on bacon or turkey bacon. You're still going to die of sodium poisoning.
Exactly right.
Either way.
Have you ever looked at how much
anyway.
Sodium is in turkey bacon? Oh,
so
my God.
All
gonna,
of it. It says right on the
all
label.
Of that
all
stuff.
Of it.
All of it, yeah.
How much
everything
salt?
Everything that's
all
a,
of it.
A substitute is...
Hey, if
so
you get,
the,
if you get those...
Beyond Burgers.
Yeah, if you go straight...
Too.
If you go straight... Non-beef, it's like five times the sodium of every other
we
sodium
got to cover
filled
up the
meat.
Taste of this
so
crap.
Crazy.
So how do you want to die? Happy or angry?
Anyway, this guy had a cause. He's just against the mistreatment of pigs in
sure.
a particular situation. Whatever's happening to him, he's not cool with it, and he wants you to know.
Yeah,
and he was willing to run around on a football field.
He was also not cool.
And
with,
it was the chicken. It was at Chicken Ladies in the NBA?
Yeah.
Were they upset about chickens?
They were upset about chickens. That's the woman who glued her hand to the floor.
And then chained herself to the
And chained herself to the stanchion.
Then sat on the front row next to the owner and tried to run out, and they tackled her as soon as she
they
did.
They knew what she was up to. I mean, that guard was
three
on
different
it.
Ladies.
So this dude did not enjoy getting tackled by Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner, I'm telling you something. He's being chased by one player and a security guard, and Bobby Wagner from the side with a
form tackle.
I mean,
he decked him good, but it could have been so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
no,
he Kerry's got
right.
no
That's
question.
Why, like, you've seen worse when stuff like this has happened. That was not,
it was
the
good
worst
hit.
I've seen.
I mean, he could have straight up clotheslined him, I mean, if he wanted to.
Well, this goofball went to the Santa Clara Police Department on Tuesday and filed a report saying it was, quote, blatant assault by the Rams, and specifically Bobby Wagner. Now, Bobby Wagner, for his part, doesn't care.
No.
whatsoever.
He should not. He should not.
So,
isn't it part of the terms of your ticket that if you trespass on the field, you forfeit all rights?
They usually make some kind of a statement before games, Kerry, like on public address, going onto the field, throwing things, all the behavior that's not acceptable.
I'm guessing this guy wasn't paying attention to the rules, or maybe ticket.
They tell you in advance if you do this.
He seems to live in a world that none of us live in.
Mm-hmm. He's got a cause. He's got a cause that he's willing to get almost killed for.
Here's Bobby Wagner.
Bobby, I know you already asked about the...
You can't hear the question, but I think you know. It's a reporter saying, hey...
Do you want to skip to the answer then?
Yeah, I'm going to go right to the answer.
If you can't hear the question, why are you playing the question?
It's easier to hear off the air than it was on the air.
You usually mail it in OU Texas Day. You're early.
I know.
I mean, I was where everybody kind of told me, but it is what it is. I don't really, it's behind me. Ain't really focused on it. You know, I'm more concerned about the security guard that was hurt trying to chase him and the people that was, we don't know what that is, and you just got to do what you got to do. I mean, you just never know. You never know. Like, people just run on the field for no reason sometimes. And again, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to keep happening, but you never know what that person is. The guy in their pocket, their hands, their whatever, kind of like what I said, you know, after the game. And so there's consequences for your actions.
And the part there's a part before that where he said every player dreams of doing this.
Yes,
which I could believe. Yes. A football player, absolutely.
They've all had it happen at some point during a game they participated in.
There's more. He's right.
A little bit, because I didn't. You know, most times they cut away from that part of the game, and so we had every angle. So, you know, I think a lot of players want to do it too. So.
I loved it. And I also like the fact that he expressed concern for the guy that pulled the hammy or whatever it was.
He did look
the guy
like,
that pulled up.
Yeah, that guy looks like he's
guard.
Out for the year.
Yep.
He's out for the...
And Bobby cares about him. I like that. He's like the guy doing his job, chasing him, got hurt.
Dude's out for the season, you're sure?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
He's right.
Looked like a season ender.
I guarantee you a lot of players, those defensive guys, they want to hit, man.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
The most famous of them, I mean, from back in the day, was a Colts linebacker named Mike Curtis. And he absolutely just clotheslined a guy. He took him off his feet.
I don't blame him. That's a free shot.
Listen, you don't know what the person has in their pockets, what their intentions are. You have no idea. Everybody out there is in the same amount of danger. If you can take him down, take him down.
That's why it's better to be completely naked. You could see what's in their hands. There are no pockets. And anything he's got stashed is going to take him a while to get to.
He's carrying around a flare, too.
He was carrying around a smoke bomb, yeah. Still, I don't know what that means for pigs, but good on you, Mr. Wagner, for taking that dude out.
We're not going to stop eating him.
Yeah, no kidding. Think of a life without pork. Think about that.
There are entire religions that live that way. I'm just saying.
I know a lot of people in those religions who still eat the pork.
Yeah.
Phil right now
is declaring that people do not pay attention to their religion. Because Phil likes pork so much, he's saying that there's no religion strong enough to keep you away from eating that sausage McMuffin.
How can you live your life in America and not eat pork? It's just so weird to me. It's just a thing, man.
Your voice got really high there.
I get very passionate about
it. I bet your parents grew up and they never ate meat on Fridays during Lent.
I know.
Could you live a life where you can possibly...
But you know what?
I mean, you lived a life. You after you had your heart attack, you couldn't have pork.
No, I could. See, even the heart attack keeps...
What, once a month?
Won't keep a person away. I had pork yesterday.
Okay, I don't think you're following rules now. He's talking about back then when you were trying to be good.
Because my wife was still mad at me.
Clear that you live a life with no rules, just looking at you and missing you.
Those rules, you're back to pre-heart attack rules.
Oh, he's gone further down the road because now he feels like he can't be killed. Everything has tried to kill him already. Phil, I think you could live in Australia and you couldn't be killed right now.
Again, funnel web spiders, most dangerous spider in the world.
You'd be the only guy that would bite and the spider would die.
By the way, Kerry, you missed that. Our Aussie friends brought us a jar of Vegemite and Phil would not go in.
It smells like medicine.
It does, yeah.
It's like medicine.
Have you had it, Kerry?
I have had it, yeah.
And the taste is what?
It's not good. Okay. No, it's an acquired taste.
I don't
sure.
understand the appeal.
Andrew Gaze
you would have to grow up eating Vegemite sandwiches as a kid in Australia to like that stuff.
Yeah, Andrew said he didn't even need to put the butter on the bread like most people do.
Yeah, he called us amateurs. He's like, you guys are newbies, so you might want to go easy at the first. He goes, I can do it without. Yeah.
He said we weren't man enough for the Vegemite.
That's exactly
the
full what
full-blown Vegemite.
He clearly
he
did
said,
say
cut
that.
Cut it with butter.
Yeah.
So... We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.